Finally today, Colombian reggaeton star Maluma performed at NPR's Tiny Desk recently. He sat down with NPR's alt-Latino hosts Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer to talk about his music, and as we'll hear in a moment, to share some big news.
Sometimes people say that I'm a reggaetonero, but I'm not a reggaetonero. You know, my genre is Maluma genre. I do whatever I love doing. You know, it's not like I do reggaeton and that's it. No, I love doing boleros. I love doing pop. I love doing salsa. So at the end of the day, it's like, that's actually why reggaeton is conquering a bunch of charts right now, because you can mix it with every genre, you know, like we can hear different kind of songs. Even my own songs, if you listen to Felices Los Cuatro, it's a very pop song, but the drums are a reggaeton drum. That's why it's so strong right now, because you can mix it with every genre, and that's what is happening right now in Latin America and around the world. People love reggaeton and urban music.
You just announced that you're gonna be a dad.
Oh my God, it's the first time we talk about this.
I know, that's what I'm like. You cried.
Yeah, it's crazy. What a crazy
Amor de
feeling,
mi vida, and I couldn't help but think that had to relate to what you're feeling right now.
That's me, man. I'm real. That's what I love about music. I can be myself. You know, like, this is the only way, or some of the ways that I can talk to my fans through music, you know, and I just wanted to let them know that I was, and that I'm having a baby. Wow, that's crazy.
How does it feel to say that out loud right now?
No, I cannot say it loud, you know, it's like, I'm gonna be at that. It's impossible to say that loud, but it's such a big dream. I always dream about this. It's perfect timing. I mean, all the beautiful things that I'm living. I'm looking for more personal experiences too, you know? Like, I love my music. I love being on tour. But I also want to keep growing as a human being, you know, not only as an artist. So this makes me feel so human, you know, and I love this. But at the same time, the more human I feel, the more artists I get. It's so weird. Like Paris, our beautiful daughter, she's growing inside her mom's belly, and she gives me, wow, many reasons to keep dreaming. And it's like she made a reset on my mind, you know, like it's like she's everything to me right now. It's crazy. It's a crazy feeling that only parents are gonna understand. You know, it's like something like, right? It's weird. But I just love this feeling, and my days are brighter than ever. So I feel like everything around my life is working in a very positive way. It's like, okay, I'm understanding life right now. Like everything is put in the right place. Nothing bothers me anymore. It's like there is nothing bigger than Paris. So if there is any problem in my life, I just think about Paris, and that's like, it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, thank you for coming by and talking to us, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, really
great,
appreciate
great
that.
Tiny Desk concert.
Really,
you're on a roll. You got a great new album. You're out touring
thank you.
So
exciting.
You.
Yeah. So
thank
exciting.
You.
All success to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gracias, hermano.
Bueno, gracias.
That was Colombian reggaeton star Maluma speaking with NPR's Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer. You can check out Maluma's Tiny Desk concert over at npr.org.